The numbers that figured in last week's nationwide dragnet were colossal. 10,340 fugitives were rounded up. 25 federal agencies took part, and so did 934 state and local agencies. The sweep, called Operation Falcon, left us with a couple of questions. Why are there so many fugitives at large in the first place? Why isn't there an Operation Falcon every week, or at least an Operation Falcon Chick, something smaller? David Klinger used to be a police officer. Now he teaches criminology and criminal justice at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. David Klinger, why are there 10,000 fugitives out there to be rounded up?
Well, there's more than 10,000. There's many times that, and they were able to get 10,000 last week. And basically what it boils down to is that we simply don't have the resources to monitor everybody in a very vigorous fashion as they move through the criminal justice system from the point of arrest unto prosecution. And people get out on bail and they skip bail. And then also there's a large group of people who are not caught but have a warrant put out for their arrest prior to coming into the system. And so consequently, we've got a lot of people out there, and unless you have a very vigorous program to track these people, it becomes very difficult to get them.
Do you think that a week-long national dragnet, and in this case it happened to coincide with National Victims Week, you think that's an effective weapon?
I think that any time you can leverage federal, state, and local resources, put them together on a particular problem of this sort, and this is a very good example of where we do need federal assistance, because of jurisdictional problems, when you can put something like this together, it's a great idea, because the folks that the fugitive task forces are going to go after are persistent criminals, and we want to get them off the street.
Is there any trend here? That is, do we think there are more fugitives out there today than there were 5, 10, 20 years ago?
Well, what we do know is that over time, we have brought more people into the system. That is, more people are arrested, more people are processed through. We're incarcerating people at higher levels than any other time in our history. And so, yes, we do have more people out there that the police are wanting to get. Whether they're actively looking for them or not, that's a whole other issue.
There are some county jails out there where the sheriff, I'm not saying he'd be happy to know that people are fugitives, but he might not have any place to put them given how crowded the jail is.
Right. That's one of the problems. And we do have a number of issues regarding jail space and then prison space for those people, of course, who have been convicted and are going to be incarcerated on state or federal charges. And so one of the things that we have to figure out as a society is what sorts of people do we want locked up? So, for example, one of the things I noted in the sweep that occurred last week is that a sizable portion of these people were apparently drug offenders. If what we want to do is we want to make the streets safer, we have to say, gosh, is using the jail space and the prison space for folks who are just drug offenders, is that really the wisest thing when we've got serious violent criminals who are also out and about?
If, in fact, in 1 week of, I assume, very extensively coordinated raids, one can round up 10,000 fugitives, couldn't this somehow be more routinized by moving police and sheriffs into this kind of work so that every week they might find an extra 500 or 1,000 fugitives and address this problem over the course of a few years?
I think so, and I think that it would be a wise idea for law enforcement agencies to devote more resources to capturing these fugitives, and particularly because they can go mobile, this is a place, once again, where the federal government can play a really important role.
Professor Klinger, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me, sir.
David Klinger of the University of Missouri, St. Louis, is associate professor there of criminology and criminal justice.